זהו כוח רבקיבא, שדורש הכל קויץ וקויץ תילי תילים של הלוחס. What's the gemara in the lochus? What's the darga of רבקיבא? Last paragraph, last week we mentioned the Indian, רבקיבא is Ekev Aleph. He brings the Aleph, he brings the Aleph, Alufa Shel Olam, even down into the Ekev. Pelvic at the first piece, you have to hear the first piece. So that was the Indian aspect of Rabbi Akiva. Akiva is the koyach that brings the aleph, it's nimshach ba'akivim, he brings it down into the sefer madrigas. So it's going to be marach hashtikl. So what does this mean? That it was derish tile tilim, or every koyt tile tilim shal alochas. And so loyma ki oisiyas yechayrim nahachnes bedibor omevatim. Oisiyas, hashayach to bring in a gilu. Anything that's nichnas le dibor, you can be levater, you can be megala. Diborim is the Indian, you can be mezgala. Aval akoytzim, the kutzer shel yud, the tagim, hein rak b'machshava. They only shayach to machshava. In other words, they're not shayach lezgalas. Ki him dakim, because the dakim ve'ein echnasen b'mevater. The dakim, and then they're not, you can't be mevater them. Rebbe Akiva, shayi b'madregas and eskores, but Rebbe Akiva, who is this madrega, ha yadar shal kol koytz v'koytz, gamkin, tilim shal alochas. Every koytz, he could also, yadar shal tilim shal alochas, v'tzalei mehalichas. Gam b'zeh yehilich l'kodesh baruch hu. Not only did he bring down the mardik, not only did he bring the koitzim down, but he made them into halachas. Halachas is halichas olam. Halachas is the bechinas halicha. Halichas with the ekev, with the raglaim. Right? He bought things which are not musig. Not only did he bring them down, but he bought them down. He made them into halachas. Tagin hayadurish. Halachas from the tagin. It's a pachad gezach. Now, what's the oimik? What's the oimik of this Indian Rebbe Akiva? We know the Rebbe Akiva is a ger. They're a ben gerim. A ger is a nitzitz of the key. Right? A nitzitz that's by the goyim. Rebbe Akiva comes from the gerim. He comes from Edom. Rebbe Akiva became the tachlis. Rebbe Akiva became the chinas. The whole Tarsh Baal Peh is kula libid Rebbe Akiva. One nitzitz came out the whole Tarsh Baal Peh. That's the dag of Rebbe Akiva. Spell the gazach, because you learn a site, the last mission in Saita says in Shemes Rebbe Akiva bottle covered atoyer. What's called bottle covered atoyer? It says it because he was Dorish Tilitin Shalachas from Tagin. What does that show? The first one I explain that shows that Ein Dabe Echad Levatala. Every little thing in Torah, even the smallest thing in Torah, everything is the Tilitin Shalachas. What was that darga? That darga was a mindic darga. That darga, what's the difference between a hanhaga gluya and a hanhaga nisteras? It talks about here that the tagin is machshava, it can't come in a dibur, can't come in this guy. What's the difference? Hanhaga gluya means, my banshalanim is manic, the times of hanhaga and the times of hester. Yeah, you don't see the banshalanim, it's manic, it's gluya. So hanhaga gluya, yeah, there's times of yes and there's times of no. There's empty spots, there's empty areas. Of a mitzvah Rebbe Akiva, mitzvah Rebbe Akiva is shaker. There's no such thing as an empty spot. What does it mean? There's no such thing as an empty spot in Torah. It's like the rise of Bar Alma. It means there's no such thing in the Bria. No such thing in the Bria that's empty. There's no such thing as Astara. No such thing as Hester. If you're Dorish Tilit Tilim Shalachas, means that there's no such thing as Hester upon him. There's no such thing as Hester upon him in Torah, that even the Tagim, you can get Tilit Tilim Shalachas, which means he bought the Hanhoga Hanisteris Alagoli, meaning there's always a Hanhoga. That's the Hanhoga Hanisteris. What's the Hanhoga Hanisteris? The Hester? There's always a Gilu. There's always a Hanhoga. And I understand the Chilik. Hanhoga Hagluya. Sometimes there's an hoga and sometimes there's hester. Ob in an hoga and hysteris, there's always an hoga. It's called an hoga and hysteris, there's always halacha. So just like in Torah, there's no tag without anything, so too in the Bria, there's no mokim in Bria without anything. So that's the tachlis, that's what Rebbe Akiva was megal, that's what Rebbe Akiva's asherish of Torah Shabbal Peh, says the Gemara Sanhedrin. Kula livid Rebbe Akiva. What's Pshat Torah Shabbal Peh? Torah Shabbal Peh begins with Sefer Brachas. Brachas is what? Is the hanhoga in the olam or rishus. Right, in other words, not just when you're doing a mitzvah, even Birchas Hanenin. Brachas is even when you're eating, even when you're eating a Birchas Hanenin, there's also the Anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You also got to make a bracha. Uktin is the last Masechta in Torah Shabbat Peh. Uktin is a pelvic Masechta. What's Uktin all about? Uktin is all about a kol shehu yad. the pri, right, the thing of the apple, is also a tachlis. It's also part of the pri. Also, and if it's also metame. Kol the whole masechta is about nishmar. Kol shoyechel, even the peel, the klipa. Mishnah says that the klipa of the fruit is the shema of the fruit. I mean, it's also part of the also metame. So what's the gilui in the masechta? That even the tagim, an apple's also got a tag. And we keep the tilitim shalachas on the tag. On the what's the word in English? The you hold it, the piece on top. What's it called? An apple, a fruit. You know what I mean? So that's tilitim shalachas. It's like a tag of an ois. A tag of an ois is a tilitim shalachas. The Indian of Tilin Tilash Halachas, that's the Homer Sechta books, and that's after you learn Torah Shabbat Peh, after you've been Rav Akiva throughout the sessions of the Mishnah, and you come to a level where you realize that even the clipper, whoever the peel, the Mishnah says that, the peel is a shomer. It's not just the Etzizach, it's not just the Anhogah glue, it's not just the apple. It's everything, even the clipper of the apple. What does clipper mean? Clipper means that even when the clipper takes over, it's also an Ahara, an Ahara, it's also a Chelik of the Anhogah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Chiddush of Akiva's Megal at the end of Masechus Makkos when he laughed at the Chorban. Left the chor means that the he was megala tilitim shel halachas. It means there's no hefta bichlal. He was megala. He brought this down to halichas oylam. He brought the hechstan haga, with the hechstan haga, which shows that Rebbein Shalom is not a second without Klal Yisrael, right? He brought that down into he left into halichas oylam. Kiva says, what's the halacha when you see a shul? You're going out of the kodesh without him. Asking the Kiva, you got to laugh. In other words, that's taking on Hogan Hysteris and is bringing it down into Halich Sailon. It's taking the Tili Tilim Shalalachas. The Tili Tilim, the Hogan that can only come down in Machshava, Rakiva brought it down to Halich Sailon and he left and he saw the Chorban. That's what Rakiva is Magali. You do it. Gemara says in Brachas, Rakiva was Mishamish Nochamish Gamzu. Yeah, for I don't know how many, 20 something years. What's Nochamish Gamzu? Gamzu L'Toyva. What's the Gilu of Gamzu L'Toyva? The Rebbein Shalom is Toyva. Gamzu L'Toyva means a famous story then. Brachas Rabbi Akiva, he was in the forest and he had a chicken and he had a dus and then the candle went out and the chicken went out and everything went out and it was Nizgala in the morning and that saved his life. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva brings down that Gilui L'Apoyel. Very often you have Astora. Shad is a normal person, so he knows that he's Mama Mamun Shlema. Rabbi Akiva wasn't just Zoichet, but he was Mama Mamun Shlema. Rabbi Akiva saw that that's a Hanhoga. And he woke up in the morning and he saw the Hanhoga in the Hastar. So it wasn't the Hastar. He woke up next morning and he saw there was an enemy army that came, and if the chicken wouldn't have this, and if this wouldn't have died, so he would have been dead. Rabbi Akiva would have been dead. So what's that? Let's bring the Hanhoga down into. Bring that Hogger down into the Hester. There's no Hester. No Hester, that's Rabbi Akiva.
That's the thing that has to put him in Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva, that's right. And that's why otherwise you have to cry when you see a Chorban. If you can laugh when you see a Chorban, it means there's no Hester. No Hester Bechlal. In other words, Bostrat, there's no Hester. Rabbi Akiva saw that the plowing of the second Bais HaMikdash was the foundation of the third Bais HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva looked at the Shul Yetzir of Bais HaMikdash, and Rabbi Akiva saw the grand ceremony, the groundbreaking ceremony of the third Bais HaMikdash. It's a simcha. And Evan Apina. And he laughed when he saw the shul coming out of Rabbi Akiva. That's the Rabbi Akiva's Madrega. That came from Rabbi Akiva, it was a Bechina of a Ben Geir. Ben Geir means that he saw that every nitzitz is oilam and maloya. So he made that every tag, everything, every stem of the apple, that's a hanhaga gluya. Every clipper is a shomer. The clippers in the world are shomer the Kedusha, they're hiding the Kedusha inside. So he made that everything is still the Kedusha inside. So that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. That the Rabbi Akiva brought that garga into a kol koitz v'koitz. Gam kitilim tilim shalalachas halichas. That was the chiddush. Gam b'ze yehilach la'kodesh baruch hu shehim shechdo b'she'ina musuk. The limit haluchas oylam. And he was melamed. The inin of taluchas. That's the Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalom v'yotz b'shalom. When you go into the paradis, yeah, then you see the Hanhoga Hasman is there. So what happened to all the rest of them? They came back into Olam Hazeh. They saw Psastira. It's like Acha became Rabbi Koris from it. Rabbi Akiva, there's a chiluk in the paradise. Nichnas v'shalom v'yatz v'shalom means Rabbi Akiva's mamshech la'anhoga that you see in the paradise. He was mamshech that into the world. That's what he saw in the world. So meila nichnas v'shalom v'yatz v'shalom. What's enough gemina? What's the chiluk in the paradise and out of the paradise? Nichnas v'yatz v'shalom. The other ones saw Amoritik anhoga. They came out. They saw a Hester. Whoa, Hoga the Hester. It's shtei olamos. It's shtei afach. Shachti becoming a pikaris for nichnas v'shalom. Rabbi Akiva nichnas v'yatz v'shalom is mamshech l'anhoga hysteris down into the thing. And that's why Rabbi Akiva shares a Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's why we said the Torah Shebaal Peh always comes out. Torah Shebaal Peh always comes out in times of Hester upon him. Why does the Gilui of Torah Shebaal Peh come down in Hester upon him? because that's the vote of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the vote of Rabbi Akiva. Torah Shebal Peh has to come out in the times of Gilu, because what is Torah Shebal Peh Megala? What is Rabbi Akiva Megala? There's no Hester. So what's the Chizik in the times of Golos? Gilu of Torah Shebal Peh. Gilu of Rabbi Akiva. If you Megala Rabbi Akiva in Golos, there's no Hester. So the Machashaki Moshivani is a Talmud Bavli. And that's the word. When did the Rabban Shalom, once in the history of Rabban Shalom, showed us that in the Hester he showed us his Anhoga? Where did Rabban Shalom show us in the Hester his Anhoga? In Mitzrayim. He bought on the Makkah's wife, Ladas Ki Ani Hashem, the care of Orez. That's Rabbi Akiva's ma. That's Rabbi Akiva's. That's Rabbi Akiva's parasha. That's Mitzrayim. So where do you go? Where do you go for Seder night? B'nei Brak. Ma'isa berdeh neshayim asum and say, why? The kohen grew the whole night. Rabbi Akiva the whole night. Because that's Rabbi Akiva's. That's Rabbi Akiva's. Rabbi Akiva shows Kani Hashem b'kerev of art in the Hester upon him. That's all. That's the dagger of Rabbi Akiva. That's where you want to be Seder night. And that was the Madriga when he sees Mitzrayim. Kani Hashem b'kerev of art even in the times of Hester. And that was Nisgana to Torah Shebal Peh. The Zohar Kodesh says, Be'amista, what were they mavar Mitzrayim? The Mavar Torah Shebal Peh. B'choyme b'levenim. Choyme is kal b'choyme. Levenim is liban halacha. Says the Zohar Kodesh. What were they Mavar in Mitzrayim? The Mavar Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Because you have to go into the Hester to Mavar. Why? Because when you go into the Hester, there you learn Torah Shebal Peh, and that takes away the Hester. That's the Dagger of Rabbi Akiva. That's the Moridik Azachli. He can take the Moridik, the greatest Hastoris, and he can bring them down into Halichas Oilam. Halichas Oilam into Halacha Lamaisa. Into Halichas Oilam into the way we lead our lives. That's the Darga, that's the Moridik Darga of Rabbi Akiva. And that's what he's saying over here. And that's when a person realizes the Oimeka Indian for us, that's when a person realizes no such thing as Hester, everything's got a Cheshvan. So the next piece is going to be discussing the next piece. How you zoichet to that? You zoichet to that through Kedushas Abris. Why you zoichet to that through Kedushas Abris? Because the whole part of Kedushas Abris is see what can come out of one nitzis. What's the whole Pagam Abris? That there's Levatola in the world. Zera Levatola, that's Pagam Abris. Pagam Abris means that, you know, there's Levatola. In other words, there's not everything, you know. There's things that there's Geschmack, there's Mitzvahs. Not everything is Kedusha. Not even the stem, and not the Klippah. There's Klippahs as well. In other words, there's Inyonim of Levatola. By Rabbi Akiva, Derish Tilim Tilim Shalalachas, Rabbi Akiva Mavara, there's no such thing as Levatola. Fakir, there's no such thing as Levatola. So therefore, if a person's Chasvashon Poygam Abris, then he can't be mechiyach. Then he can't be mechiyach the anhaga of Hakadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, even the klippah. Then you can throw away the klippah. if there's a b'chin of zeh levatala, so then the klippah is not a shame of the pri. The klippah is waste. Waste goes to the garbage. That's the b'chin of zeh levatala. Kedushas Abris. Shmiris Abris, that shows that everything is Kedusha. That shows there's not one thing. Rabbi Akiva is one nitzitz. That's why the whole ending of Shmiris Abris is a tipa. Tipa. Yaakovina, Rashis, Bechoy, Rashis, Oyni, Mitipa, Rishoina. A tipa is a nothing. What's a tipa? Tipa Srucha, says the big deal. Over from a tipa, Rabbi Akiva came out. From a nitzitz, Rabbi Akiva came out. Some of these Shmiris Abris shows he realizes that every tipa is a tila tilim. The slightest thing is a tila tilim. So then he's to see halachas even in Tila Tilim, then there's no Astara. That's how he's going to be Mekadosh, Mechabed all Inyan together. All this you need, this whole Madriga comes through his Oyres Adam Lamata. But Oz Memeila Nasa Keshev Yichud Lamala. Oman Bezoya, and that's what he's been, half of the Likutim until now, I've been speaking about this Yichud. Unto the kosher miyachad. That's in it. Nimtza odam oirin amata v'nikra mayim nukvin. Right? This api pnimis atoyer. This mayim nukvin and mayim duchra. Mayim nukvin is the avoid of the person milmata lemala. The person makes the yichud lemata, and that's goyim the yichud. It's goyim the yichud lemala. Every person that dies al kiddush Hashem has the greatest mal eman. You see in all the svarim they talk about mal eman mem nun. That's my nukhin. That's my kaddish. That's where Bekiva is there. Bekiva is the person dying of Kiddush Hashem. The whole gilui, Rabbi Akiva was having a good time. Kol yom ha'isim it's time, is there was because they, when you mal aman, he's saying that's when you zochet to the gilui the anhoga and nisteres. That's you make a kiddush Hashem. You makadosh Hashem Shemayim, makadosh Hashem Shemayim. One hand is the mokam, it's the zman of Hester. The Romans, Yimach Shemam, they were peeling Rabbi Akiva's skin off. And the Tzachin was a Moedig in Kiddush Hashem. Why did they choose the Oynish of peeling his skin? Because skin is a Shoyme, skin is a Klippa, skin is like a peel. But Akiva was Megala that from the peel, from the skin, you make a Moedig in Kiddush Shemayim Berabim. By being the Kaddush Shemayim Berabim, that's Rakiva, that's a Yomal Aman. Yomal Aman is Eichot to the Yichud Elion, and then that's how you Mamshich the whole Inyan down. So Taka, that's Shaka Sha'ola, Moshe Lamorim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. Hainu halos man, take off midi di motzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shayachoyshek shorim, k'sorim lo'isis. So he found the Rabbi Shlomo was tying crowns to the oisis, made a knot. Right? The Gemara says in Nachas there. The Rosh Beinu found the Rabbi Shlomo tying keser. Keser is the tagging, he was tying, he was kosher tagging the oisis. It was like something that you have to tie, something that two things don't go together. They made in order to keep them together, they're magneted, you have to tie them. Two things, so what was the Rabban Shalom doing? Tying a knot means that's the whole sugi there, Rabbi Akiva. That's when Rabban Shalom also showed Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva. Tying means that Pshat is that the Oisius is the Hanhoga Haguya. That's the Oisius, like you just said here. Hanhoga is the Oisius Haguya, that's Tagin is the Hanhoga Nisteris. It's on the different Hanhoga Mechlad. Rabban Shalom was knotting them together. Knotting them together means that you make a yichud that you can be miyachid Hanhoga Nisteris with Hanhoga Haguya. The Hanhoga Nisteris becomes the Hanhoga Guluya. The early Hanhoga goes away. That's the strategy was Koishik, he was tying them in knots, and that was the Koyach of Rabbi Akiva. There's Tilin Tinim Shalach is making them Halichas Oilam, that's the Indian of tying a knot. You're taking the Tagim, taking the Sarim, Keser is the Alma that we don't know, is the Alma and Nista, or Benchlam is by Yitzis Mitzrayim, it was Nisgale, there's no words Rashi say there on the Posek Ekash Ekah, just like I'm Be'em Ziyah with you. This goal is I'm yeah with you and all the other goals. The side of Eke, which is the shame of Keser. The side of Eke is the side of other Bashanam's with us. That's the shame of Eke, that's Keser. Bashanam was tying that to the Oisius. Tying that to the Oisius means that he was making that into an Hoga Hagluya. That you should be able to Zoycha to see. You should be able to Zoycha to see an Hoga Nisteris and an Hoga Hagluya. There don't mean such thing anymore as an Hoga Nisteris. The Giluya of an Hoga Nisteris. Talk about Yitzis Mitzrayim. It says, as you do that Yam, and the Yavotim Shin Yam. The Yabosha is called Alma Disgalia, and the Yam is called Alma Disgassia. What happened by Yitzis Mitzrayim? Kriyas Yamsuf. What's Kriyas Yamsuf? There's no such thing as Alma Disgassia anymore. Disgassia came out into this Galia. That's Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's what you're Mesaper in Bnei Brak. Let's say that. That's Rabbi Kiva's vote. Rabbi Kiva broke the Yam. That Bechina, Rabbi Kiva bought it and made the Alma Disgassia into an Alma Disgalia. And if you live like that, there's no golas b'chlan. B'chlan no golas. No chorban. There's no golas. There's no mardika madrega. That's where Rekiva's madrega. That's called being koishik sarim. Once you knot them together, you can't separate the two of them. So now to separate the two of them means the oisis or the anhoga haguluyim. You make the nisteris into gluyim. That's called being koishik sarim. That's where Rabbi Akiva brings the Aleph down to the Ikev. That's where the Akavayim. What's the Akavayim? Akavayim means, again, Akavayim means the Ikev part, means that the Anhoga Gluya, the normal Halichas Oilam. So called him Lischazik Kenegdoi, Ulasiroi min Akavayim, Ozbatl Koycho. How do you take him away from Akavayim? He's got Shlit in Akavayim, right? Yodai Chazis, Bakimez, he's got Shlit. But if you take away the Shlit, how do you take away the Shlit? If you bring the Aleph down into the Akavayim, so everything is Gluya, and then Esav won't dare open up his mouth. Everything's Gluya. In other words, the Nachashu is Chapsarayin and Inyonim. In Zmanim of Esterim. No, it's Zmanim of Esterim. That's where Yichab Sarayim. However, if you bring the Anhoga Guluya, if you bring the Aleph down to the Akev, which is Rakiva's name, Rakiva's name is Akev Aleph, Akiva, if you bring the Aleph down into the Akev, so there's no such thing as a Nisteris anymore. There's no such thing as Nisteris. And then he's thrown the Nachash away. So that's what a person has to do, and that's what the Rabbi Shalom said, Atta to Shabenu Akev.
Who?
Mamish Chanukah, that's right. Megarish the Choshech. Mamish.
Bring
the Oiris, that's right. Mamish. It's the Oragonus. Yeah. The Hanukkah candle is the Oragonus. And the Oragonus becomes Nisgala. So there's no Astora. That which is normally gold becomes Nisgala. That's Anytime you see Torah Shebal Peh, it means you're taking the tag and you're tying it to the ois. That's Torah Shebal Peh. That's what's cool that leaves Rebbe Kiva. And the other time was Purim. The first Amud on Maseches Megillah is Rebbe Kiva Stimto. Everything stam, it's the Gilui that every stam. What does stam mean? Stam means that it's Ne'elam. Chaber in Eitz Nizgala. But now we know, in Megillah, how do we know who all the stammers are? Who are they? That's Rebbe Kiva. He's Megala all the stams. And there's no stams anymore. So everything's a leave to Rebbe Kiva. Any stam Mishnah is coming Mikoich Rebbe Kiva. So you always pass like a stam Mishnah. Ki beemes lemal mize u mishu madrigas atoyre eni achol la nochosh leisis boy the hele the toyre akdoisha sonis madrigas atoyre the nochosh kan be ki atoyre mateshes koyche shel odom si teiches the odom is the odom is an odom a kedushin is odom a klipper the toyre the toyre is mateshes the koyche of odom belial or the odom a klipper we don't toyre shein shli tos ele besoif hav lemal ma kavayim shom toshash koyche kva then you the sitrach has got no shli tach tzorch shmir ba kavayim oh now he's going to explain it iki lishma melchal brisoi Hatzin and Shmiz is a breeze. Oz Brisi Hoisa Itoy Achaim Asholem. Oz Kol Achias Vashleimus Itoy. The Torah Nikra Bris Mipneza. Why is the Torah called Bris? Because the Torah, that's what we're saying. What's Kovad HaTorah? Kovad HaTorah is that there's nothing Levatola. No, that's the Kovad of the Bris. Shmiz is a Bris. The Chas Hashem, nothing should be Levatola. The person chaps that nothing in Torah is Levatola, then he's a Shemi Abris. Obviously, it could be the Batala and Torah. No, it's a Medrash. No, it's a God that Chas V'Shalom Zon, who speaks that language. No, it's a Medrash. No, it's a Rabbanon. No. That's their Levatala. That person's not a Shem Abris. You can say no, it means that there's no. Ki oz HaTorah b'shleimah k'shabris sholem an HaTorah n'tzmodem yachat. Pel v'gazach. Chein Esav oma v'yakveni zeh pamayim. She Yaakov chotzel atzirem in HaKavayim. Esav zol shlita es taka only in HaKavayim. Esav zol poigam abris. Yaakov v'inu is tippa rishoyna, right? Gracious koichi. Gracious oini. Yaakov is tippa v'chin is tippa rishoyna. Esav is the tzad of Hefka. Esav belongs in the Soda. So it says that Esav ate there at the Suda without making a bracha. Except a bracha. Yaakov yod ish tom, yesh v'holim. I'll come in for my daf yoyim yishir. But in the Soda, mechtis of the Torah, mechtis of the Bichas Anena. Where do you get Bichas Anena from? Where do you get Bechus Anenim from Torah Shebal Peh, from the first Masechta, from Torah Shebal Peh, Masechta's Brochus. As Rashi says, Takadeh, the Esav came, he was Oyev, the Medrash says, we Oyev, one level is Ritzicha, Ritzicha is Bittel, is Levatola, it's life is the most valuable thing. A killer, everything's Levatola by him, everything's not worth anything. And all the dark years, he came Oyev from Aroyas. He came, he was poigim in all the Levatolas. He poigim in Levatolas, Mechtes, you make a Brochus on our food. The world is Levatola. Yaakov is an Ishtom and his bubble is Ruchnis. But Yaakov was Faket. Yaakov Avinu was Ben Faket. The Yaakov was a Shem Habris. Shem Habris, Yaakov realizes that everything, there's nothing Levatola. If there's nothing Levatola, then he's Zeuchot to bring down the Tagim. But Akiva and Yaakov is the same Neshama, says Arizal. Akiva and Yaakov is the same Oasis. Akiva was a Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu. That was a Bir of Yaakov Avinu made. Yaakov was an Ishtom for Yishmaholim, but even by Yaakov, there was even a Bir. Yaakov, everything was a Shema HaPri, and there's the stem of the Pri. Everything has a tachas. And that's Meshabez Rebekim, a bottle of Kovod HaTorah. Kovod means Yimalei Chvoidim. Whenever you talk about Kovod, you see everything. Yimalei Chvoidim is Kol HaOretz. Except Kol HaOretz? Because that's the vote. Kovod, yeah? Kovod has to spread completely everything to show that everything is part of his Malchus. You've got a king, you've got billions of people, and one person that they're in an island, the end of his kingdom is Murad of Malchus, he's toppled off the throne. Because by Melech, it's either everything or nothing. That's Nishtalchel from the Malchus. Malchus and Malchus is Baruch. Malchus and Malchus, Kolaylam. Malchus and Bakol Mashallah, even in the Klippah. Malchus and Bakol Mashallah, even in the Klippah. That's the beginning of Kovod. Kovod means everything. Shemes Rebbe Kiva Batla Kovod HaTorah. Because Rebbe Kiva showed that just like in the Torah, everything is the Rekus, everything is Halacha, even the Tagin is Halacha. So too, in the Bria, Staka Baraisa, Bar Alma. So too, if you have Kovod HaTorah, then you see that there's Kvoide B'chol HaOretz. You don't have Kovod HaTorah, if you ignore the Tagin. That's the same thing. terms of Pnimius HaTorah as well. There's an English of a term of Pnimius HaTorah. Somebody learns all day long Pnimius, he doesn't learn Nigla. He learns all day long Nigla and his Mazans in the Pnimius. He's saying that there's an area of Torah that's Shaykh to Alichas, that goes against your Rakim. You can't be Matzliach in Torah Shabbat. If you want to be Matzliach in Torah Shabbat, you've got to follow Rabbi Kiva's path. And Rabbi Kiva brought down all in his Torahs and says, no, it's all Shaykh to Alichas, all in And that's Yimalei Chvoida, Yimalei Chvoida is Kol HaOretz Omin Yom. I mean, that's the point. The point is that Tamari de Kazakh. Kivu, Tilitin, Tamari de Kazakh. There was Koisha to the Osius. And made them Gluya. And Kivu, there was tied. You couldn't be Menatek them. Tamari de Kazakh life, there was Kivu there. That's shot by the fish he gave to Yehuda Mefo. What's his name? The marshal at the end of the brachas there. He went to jail. So he said, why are you teaching Torah Barabin? This is like a fish. The fish, the fox, said, come out of the water, I'll protect you. He said, you're tippish, you fox. A Purish Menal Torah, a Purish Menal Torah. Somebody sees that everything, the whole Bria is called a Torah. It's like a fish. You tell the fish to come out of the water. You tell somebody to Purish Menal Torah. There's things being Purish Menal Torah. The whole Bria is Torah. Everything is Torah. Purish Menal Torah. Purish Menal Torah. I mean, somebody who sees Torah as you know, 1 hour a day. No, you don't learn that hour. Rakiva saw the whole Anhoga. Everything is Kula Torah. Rakiva saw the Bria. He saw Kula Anhoga. He saw everything. Purish Menal Torah is a fish coming out of the water. Fish is in the water. He's surrounded. But all he sees is his mind. You take him out. He can't survive. Rakiva, the whole Anhoga, the whole Bria, is Kula Torah. Kula Anhoga, Rabban Shlalem. Purish Medivre Torah. Rakiva says, you're Purish Menal Chaim. It's not that there's a Yoshev Halem and then there's Ish Sadr. Rakiva didn't exist. Rakiva's the only one. All the tilim shall Allah is going to the holy. That was his alich tzayla. He can laugh and see if he's a chol. He passed in that. Psacked in his alich tzayla into the oilam, down into the oilam and geshem. I just wanted to add on as well what we were discussing before about the Heligur Rabbi Akiva. The Lamaisa, the Rabbi Akiva has a shitta there at the end of Brachas. About the inyan of being nifne, of being excused in Mizrach Lamarev. And the Shaila is whether that Issa is an Issa only if it's applicable by the Mokam HaMikdash, by the Bissam HaMikdash, by the Zman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. So Sugi on Samach Allah from the base. And Rabbi Yudah says, Zman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, also Zman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, Muta, Rabbi Kiva, Oysa Bechol Mokam. And Takad Rabbi Kiva Asas Bechol Mokim, meaning in the whole world, Rabbi Kiva Asas to be Nifneb in Mizrach Lemarov, because the Shechina HaKadosha, Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, the Shechina HaKadosha is in the Marav. So, Mamela, you see that Rabbi Kiva's Shitta is that Lemaisa, everywhere, the Isurim that were around the Bezman HaMikdash, Lemaisa stretch around the whole world. And that's Rabbi Kiva's Shitta. And that's why Rabbi Kiva was Takam Makil Kehillas Berabim Dafka. He didn't Dafka stay inside the Bezman HaMikdash. He could have stayed inside the Bezman HaMikdash after the Romans wouldn't have chapped him. He went Dafka outside. He was Makil Kehillas Berabim even outside. Because every Mokim that hasn't been used yet, it was a Tilim Shalloch. Rabbi Kiva was Mechiach, that every Mokim has a Moradika Tachlis. And that's the Indian, like we said, that the Roimim, the whole Shlita of the Roimim comes from that they find a Mokim HaKlippa. They find a Mokim that the Klippa is Shoyla, that there's a Hester. And there they can be Mamedar Malchus. Or Rabbi Kiva showed there's no such thing as Hester. Rabbi Kiva brought down the Hecha Harnhoga that there's no such thing as Hester. Everywhere, in Rabbi Kiva's eyes, was a Hashkocha Gluy of the Rabban Shalom. So there was no Mokim for the Romans. There was no Mokim. They didn't have a place to be Mamedar Malchus. And that's why they were so angry. And that's the sod of even in the Klippa, Rabbi Kiva was Megala Malchusa Bakoil Mashala, even Matech Clipper. And Taka, what they did to Rabbi Kiva was, like we said, that since the Mishnah, the end of Uksin, he says even the clip of the Pri, since it's a Shomer of the Pri, so it's got a Tachlis, it's Mekabel Tumah, Rabbi Kiva showed that even the Klippa, even what looks like Moisrus, has a Tachlis. And Mela, therefore, that's why they were tearing off his skin, because the skin is like also like a, it's a peel around the Neshama, it's a clip around the Neshama, so they were peeling that off. And in Taka used Masrekas, they were Soyrkin as Pesaris, Soyrkin is a Misrek is a comb is made for the hair. The hair is the moistness of the goof, and therefore they took that which takes care, which is meyape, the inyonim of moistness, and that's what they were circus with Sarah by Masrekah Shel Barzel.